President.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And I'd like to thank the Convention's Secretariat for the opportunity to speak about the challenges Togo is facing regarding the sustainable management of transboundary water resources. Concerning the framework that we are using, we have the plan for the implementation of the Water Convention. Togo developed and adopted this in June 2023. This plan for the implementation of the convention includes four key pillars. The first one is raising awareness about the Water Convention and the obligations it entails at the national level. The second pillar is the strengthening of management frameworks for the sustainable management of water resources. The third one is about a consultation framework with neighbouring states on shared water resources. And the fourth pillar places an emphasis on the impacts of climate change. It is called Promoting and Leveraging Water Resources for Adaptation to Climate Change and Bolstering the Resilience of Vulnerable Communities. This last pillar is very important to us because cultural practices sometimes lead to the degradation of land and water resources. You get silting of water bodies, and this has negative consequences. So we need to carry out innovative measures in order to limit the impacts of silting. And we also try at the same time to ensure the supply of drinking water to the villages concerned. So each pillar encompasses a number of actions which were all approved with the participation of all relevant national stakeholders. This was to ensure good planning and good budgeting by the ministries involved in the sustainable management of water resources. We hope the plan will also be approved by our technical and financial partners. The plan's goals are also to be considered within the framework for the management of transboundary river basins. The strategic plans allow for frameworks to ensure a sound management of water usages, and that is what we also share with our technical and financial partners. So by way of practical examples, when we approved the plan for the implementation of the convention, we invited technical and financial partners and they moderated a panel. There was the Fund for the Adaptation to Climate Change, the African Development Bank, GIZ, ECOWAS, and the Water Partnership. This was an opportunity for us to look at the different approaches and modes of funding and to seek further support from the technical and financial partners. So it was really helpful. We learned a lot from it. Thank you.